03438642246.
Oh.
Radio Sub Ether here, and I think most people are asking themselves what is going on with their network here, because the network is of course the biggest worry here, even more worry than the radio. I think the network is most important here. On the telephone is C-Punkt. C-Punkt, what is the status of the network in the moment?
Yeah, we've just finalized the two BGP sessions that we needed. So we have three peerings now. And I'm currently configuring the switches for the Datenklos, which I will be deploying in about 10 minutes, the first one, and will take it at least an hour, 1.5. So probably at 1800 or 1830 there will be a wireless and wired network on the campsite.
Wow. So the last Datenklos are going on within the next hours, because we already have 5 o'clock, so it's in 1 hour then.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's a great, great news.
So the first one will be M2, that's the Datenklo at the Art and Beauty area. And once this switch is installed, we'll also bring online the base stations at the tower there. Then we'll continue with the last tower at the Crypto Village. It's Datenklo number N5, and the rest of the Datenklos will follow after that.
Great. Thank you, C-Punkt, for this overview of the network.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, the music is off. The guys in Studio B who are delivering the music in the moment, please hurry up and deliver us some music, because here in Studio A we are still not up and running and cannot do any music. So we have a gap here, no music. Ah, that was fast. Thank you, Studio B. There is another short announcement here from ourselves. I'm getting some phone calls from time to time, but it takes a long time for me to pick up the phone because here's heavy panic level in the moment. So if you're calling us, please wait and wait and wait until I pick up the phone. It maybe take a while. Let it ring. Yeah, slowly but surely, the camp radio listener are waking up again and calling in. So we have the next phone call in. It's Q. Q.
Hi. Yeah, I'm calling from the wireless and ham radio village. Electronic village is the two. We have a webcam running, and I thought some of the listeners might be interested to watch
a webcam.
Yes.
What is the URL?
The URL is webcam.chaoswelle. That's chaos and WELLE.de.
And
webcam.chaoswelle.de.
And within this webcam, we can have a look into the chaotic ham radio tent.
Yes, the wireless village headquarters and ham radio tent. So it's currently showing some people. Maybe we will point it to some other directions. I don't know. But you can have a look what we are doing here.
Yes. Thank you very much, Q, for this announcement.
And you're welcome.
I hope you will get some viewers there.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Radio Sub-Ether, it's 5 o'clock and 15 minutes here on the campsite, and you're listening to the Chaotic Radio Sub-Ether on 88.3 MHz.
There's a war brewing inside. They know what is what, but they don't know what is what. They just what the. They know what is what, but they don't know what is what. They just what the.
Radio Sub-Ether on 88.3 FM here. It's 26 minutes after 5 o'clock in the evening. Well, Sub-Ether here, and we have some special guests. Well, maybe the guests tell us who they are.
Hello, here are Enno and Scotty, and we want to talk to you about several things. We did a radio... we had a show some time ago about relationships between nerds or geeks and normal people, and mostly there are the boys are geeks, the girls are normal, and there is something that we can't really explain, but it don't work with geeks and with normal people, and we try to find out why this happened, and so call us if you know it, and we will start to discuss it in a few moments.
Okay, Enno, I think I know this show. It was on the Chaos Radio in Darmstadt a while ago, is it right?
Yes, that's right. It was in February this year.
Okay, so people outside, if you want to talk with us about nerd relationships, then call us here on Sub-Ether. The telephone number is well known. It's 4x5 on the internal CAM telephone network. Or it's also 033-438-642-246. We'll be right back. Radio Sub-Ether here, and we are still talking about nerd relationships with Enno and Scotty, and also with a telephone caller, and Tim, it's yes. You.
Yes, it's me, it's Tim. Tim from back here in the radio tent. Exactly.
You are right here nearby.
Yeah, I'm right there nearby, actually.
Well, cool. So, I think, Enno, you're a want to talk here about relationships with nerds. So I think you didn't hear what has happened so far because you don't have a headphone. So we have a caller.
Oh,
his name
nice.
Is Tim. And I guess you are talking now to each other.
Hi, Enno.
Hello, Tim. So
how are you?
You had... Oh, I'm fine. What about you?
Yeah, so everything is fine, actually. And I hope it's not going to get as cold as last time this night.
So you had a relationship or are in a relationship right now?
What kind of relationship?
With a woman.
With a woman, yeah.
Especially with a woman, could
right
be a man
now.
Too, but
yeah.
Whatever you like.
But there are lots of relationships, actually.
Yes, we are discussing about why a relationship between a geek and a so-called normal person are not very stable. Why do they break up often or early? What's the special thing with geeks or nerds?
I have to say that I don't think that is actually really a problem, because nerds can be like as normal as other people as well in normal life. So you just have to adjust to them. And if you adjust to them, then you don't have no problem with a relationship outside a geek connection.
Well, we had several things from other people. We heard several things. Some said that geeks want to know how everything works or how a country works. They are interested in politics and whatever. And a lot of people are not interested in the things, or maybe not so much people. And geeks like to discuss everything or nearly everything. And probably that is a problem, that they can't say, okay, they want to know how does it work, or why does my girlfriend has this opinion, or why not, and things like that. Do you think that's true, or do you think there could be other things?
Yeah, I think that in some cases this can be true, but I wouldn't say that it's just like a general case. Like, everything is just always divided into little systems that you can view apart each other. It's not it's not that you can like specify the geek that has this kind of opinion about talking about everything and stuff like that. There are a lot of geeks that I know that just are interesting into coding and not having to see much outside the world. So it's not like I would say that this is a normal geek thing. And it's like in all kinds of relationships, you have to be capable to have a relationship. If it's outside or inside your nerd friendship kind of people, then it's cool. But if it's on the outside, it's always on another level of communication that you talk. The way that you talk with a woman that you adore or something like that, it's always kind of different, I would say.
Okay.
It's just my opinion.
So you think there isn't a general problem with geeks and relationships?
No, I wouldn't say so.
Okay.
Not at all.
Because what we see on the camp is that there are only very few women. And the other thing is that most of the guys here, or I think so, are without a girlfriend. And we were wondering why this is why the geeks here don't have a girlfriend. Because I think it's a fact that a lot of them don't have one.
Yeah, but the normal nerd does not really fit into the kind of category that most women go after, I would say. So it's like women that are not geeky or something like that, they don't look after like the interests of people they do have and stuff like that. And there are a lot of examples that show a different type. Like some people bring their very beautiful girlfriends along, and some people just have friends coming by and visit that are female. And there's a lot of stuff going on that I think that you meet here with a lot of guys and just having a cool time without the women, then it's cool as well.
Oh, I think that's true. So, Thames, thanks for calling us, and
no,
thanks for your words about geeks and relationships. We have another caller, his name is Hans, and he wants to talk with us about geek and relationships. Hello, Hans.
Yeah, hi. I'm not sure. I'm having much problems with the girls, and I don't understand what my problem is. Because I think I'm a cute, handsome guy, and I wash myself regularly, and I don't think what the problem can be. Do you have any idea what can be the problem?
Oh, well, we try to solve this problem, but we don't know it. So did you have a relationship until now, or didn't you ever have a relationship?
Yes, I'm somewhat untypically, I think, for a geek, but I really got a three-dimensional girlfriend for some time, for some weeks. But it's over now, and it was two times, I still don't understand the whole concept of relationships, and I don't know what to do.
So, well, in a relationship, you have to take something and you have to give something. You have to take love, you have to give love, you have to listen and to talk, whatever.
So you think my problem could be that I'm sitting too much at my computer and programming and doing not enough with my girl, or what?
Yeah, maybe. If you do coding while your girlfriend is there and she's not interested in coding, it could be a problem. So, did she was interested in computers or in geek stuff?
No, not so much. She told me about wanting to play with Linux, but she didn't do it. She wasn't even able to play a game, I think. Do you think there are girls out there who are interested in computers and which might be interested in a geek?
Oh, well, I think that are two different things, if she's interested in a computer or interested in a geek.
But I'm a geek, so I guess I have to get a girl which is interested in a geek, because I'm a geek.
Yes, that's true, but maybe she's interested in you but not in your computer, and then it would be better to share the time with her and do things with her which she likes, and later you can show her your computer.
Yeah, maybe, but it's so complicated to deal with girls. It may sound odd, but I've looked for how to or something like this, and I've got some. I don't find something about this, and I don't understand the whole concept of a girl. They are talking nonsense. They are acting strange, and I don't understand what they want from me. And maybe that might be the problem. I just don't understand them.
Yes, I think every man has a problem with a woman. An example, I met a woman a few hours ago, and the first thing we did was that she shaved my leg. Now I have a leg which is partly shaved, and I don't know why she did it. And, well, that are things which women do, but it's like Windows. Windows does strange things too, and people like to deal with Windows, and other people like to deal with women, because there are a lot of interesting things you can do with your girlfriend as well.
Yes, but I've opted to not use Windows, but to use Linux, so there's the Linux equivalent of a girlfriend. There must be something like a girl who is compatible to me, like Linux is compatible to me.
Yes, I think there will be a girl outside, but the mainstream girl isn't much interested in computer, so maybe you can do other things, go swimming with her or whatever. Listen to her.
Stop! You mean in the real life, outside, in the big blue? I'm not sure if I can do this with a girl.
So you have to think about things you can do in your room with her. So at least you will have a bed and maybe a shower, and there are several things you can do in these two places. And maybe you can talk to her. You can do that everywhere, and listen to what she likes with you. And did your last girlfriend tell you why she broke up?
No, she didn't tell. Maybe I'm a little bit confused here now. I'm not sure what to do with a girl in the room, but maybe I can ask next one what she thinks we can do in the room. So maybe you have helped me much, so I should ask next time. Okay, I think this is something I can start with, and let's see.
Okay, so Hans, thanks for calling us, and we hope that you will find your Linux woman within the next time.
Okay, thank you. Good show, and have a good time.
Yes, bye-bye. Thank you. So we have another caller, but he will not tell us his name, so we will call him Anonym. Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Am I speaking with Enno?
Yes, you're speaking with Enno, and you're online now.
I heard that you are the great goddess of inferior love, of the geek love.
Oh, maybe.
And maybe you can give me a tip.
Yes.
Because I met a I'm male, and I met a very, very nice male boy here in the camp.
Oh, that's nice.
And I think I'm a little too nervous to talk to him. Maybe you can help me and give me a tip.
Oh, sure. Maybe just talk. So we're on a communication camp, so it won't be a problem to talk with him. And he will use a computer, so you have a subject to talk about. So maybe you can ask him anything about the camp network or whatever, just to get in contact with him. Then ask him, where are you from? What are you doing with computers? Why are you here? And so you can start a conversation.
Yeah, you're pretty smart, I think.
Oh, that's nice. So just talk to him, try to find out if he likes boys or girls, or if he is in a relationship. And I think so you can get in contact with him, can get the information you need, and then you will see. Maybe you can go out swimming with him alone later in the night and do stuff like that. You've got a lot of possibilities to do with him right here.
I think you're right, but I don't know, because his nickname is so strange, you know?
What's his nickname? What is his nickname? Hello, are you there still? Oh, it's disconnected. We lost him. So maybe we'll call again. We have another caller. His name is Fuse. Hello, Fuse. How are you?
Hello. I'm Fuse, and I want to say I never had a girlfriend. It's too difficult. I can't get it.
So why do you don't get it? Don't you get in contact with girls, or do you get in contact but don't get them as a girlfriend?
For 1 year, I'm have get contact. But it's bad. It's not.
It won't fit.
It's not have really a function. I don't know.
So why doesn't it work? What was the problem between you and your girlfriend, or you and the girl?
It's not really. I'm asking for a date, and she says, yeah, she wants a date,
did you get the date?
No, to the date from the date, she says it's a bad day, please another day, or so. it can be that she plays with me. A very long time.
Okay, so you think that she played with you, or that she wasn't interested in you in real, or where do you know the or where do you met her? How do you get in contact with her?
She says she wants to meet me and a little bit small talk and so on and. Mm-hmm. And yes, she tells another people that she wants to meet me, and I don't understand it. I really don't understand that.
So, Fuse, maybe you can go to the lake later, because a nice and young woman of the horse riding company here are there very often and sometimes naked, yes, to all geeks, really. And really? Maybe you can went to the lake later and met some girls, or you get in contact with Hans and he can tell you about a relationship with geeks, okay?
I hope it have a function. I don't think. Can I tell something more?
Yes, maybe, but we don't have so much time. So just give us a few words.
Yes, I can change the woman, but I can change me and. Some men that are interested for me, and I can't change the woman.
Okay,
what,
Fuse. So,
what
if
can
you
do? Can I do?
Just met more women, women, until you get the women that you will love. So, Fuse, just go to the lake, meet some women, and have a lot of fun. We've got another caller, and she's a woman. Her name is Melanie, she told us, and it's very interesting. So, Melanie, how are you?
Fine, hello. I'm from the horse farm here.
Oh, nice. You're one of the girls who are going to the lake nude?
Yeah,
really?
You're right. Yeah. And the geeks here, they don't really recognize us. So I don't know what to do, because I'd like to get one of them and, yeah, for the weekend. And
well,
yeah.
So you don't get a geek? Where
no.
are you right now? I think it will be possible.
Yeah, at the lake.
At the lake? And,
yeah.
Do you wear a sexy bikini or whatever
no,
that they
I'm
can
naked.
See? You're really naked?
Yeah.
At the lake?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you will get some company
yeah,
within
we're
a few
here
minutes.
Every
I know, let's
afternoon
go.
We're here.
Oh, so you're there with your friends or alone?
Yeah. There are two more girls. With
oh,
me.
So that's nice. Do you have boyfriends?
No, I don't. I'm single.
Why don't you come to the radio tent?
Oh, I don't know where it is, but...
Oh, I will come to the lake later, I
yeah?
think.
Yeah? Okay, so I'll wait there for you.
Okay, so how old are you?
I'm 21.
Oh, that's nice. So, you know that this is a cast communication camp and you know something about geeks, or do you know what the word means?
Yes, a bit. I see the tents and the computers here, but I don't really know what they're doing.
Oh, I think if you ask them, they will explain.
But they don't speak really with me. They, yeah, I don't know why, because I'm talking to you because I want a tip. How I can talk with one and... Yeah.
Well, if you undress, I think it's...